If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Ardam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Well, Sheikh Javid, since we are talking about Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas on the Islamic laws on prayer rules, let me ask you this question. If the time left for a prayer is short, can one skip all of his recommended acts and mustahabbat?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, obviously the recommended parts or the mustahab acts of prayer can be skipped at any time, even if the time is extended.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it is not good to do so because
yes.
it's considered giving no regard to prayer. We must not belittle the prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And we must offer the prayers in the most perfect and most complete form. But if the time is so short, like, for example, you want to offer the Qunut prayer, but the time is short, and if you, recite the Qunut, you will end up offering your prayer out of time. So in that case, obviously you can skip the mustahab parts. Like, for example, Qunut is one of the mustahab parts. You can skip, the Adhan, the Iqama, and also before the main prayer. And then you can also, instead of saying one Subhanallah, Tasbihat Arba, instead of saying reciting them three times, you can recite it once. And there are many mustahab acts which can be skipped.
I see, Sheikh. If there is any time left, which is sufficient, in fact, for only one rak'at of a unit to be offered within the prescribed time. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, the time when we say prescribed, we mean prescribed and limited for a prayer unit, right?
Yeah.
Can a person or a praying person make the niyat or intention of ada or qada?
Yeah, of course. He can make the niyat of ada. Ada. Ada means offering the prayer within the prescribed time.
Yes.
So if there's time left only for one rakat, and now imagine there is one person offering the asr prayer or the afternoon prayer,
mm-hmm.
and he has no time left, but only one, for example, 1 minute or as little time as it can be sufficient for one rakat, then in that case, of course, he has to make the niyyah of ada. In fact, his prayers is still considered to be a prayer offered within the prescribed time.
Mm-hmm.
So generally speaking, if a part of the prayer falls within the prescribed time, that prayer is considered as ada prayer, and the niyyah should also be ada.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, another question, which is also, I find, challenging, is if a person offered the Isha prayer, all right?
Yeah.
He's under the intention that, under the illusion that there is no time to offer any other prayer, like such as the Maghrib prayer, okay?
Because, yeah.
With the same niyyah, with the same intention, okay?
Yeah.
So, obviously, he skips his Maghrib prayer and he goes straight to the Isha prayer, okay? But he later finds out that there is still some time left, like prescribed time, for the Maghrib prayer. Can he offer the Maghrib prayer with the intention of ada? Obviously, after the
prayer.
Isha, yes.
Well, that's a good question, it is permissible to offer, and it's necessary, in fact, to offer the Maghrib prayer, given the fact that individual has already offered the Isha prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Maghrib prayer comes after the Isha prayer.
Yes.
In this case, there is no problem. The Isha prayer can be offered after the Maghrib prayer can be offered after the Isha prayer.
Uh-huh.
There is no objection. There is no problem. So if the time is left, and if there is a little time left, and this time allows him to offer the Maghrib prayer within the prescribed time, then, of course, It is necessary and it is permissible at the same time to offer Maghrib prayer, even though it falls after the Isha prayer.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker, talking about the prayer rules according to Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas on Islamic laws. Well, Sheikh, if a person is a debtor,
yeah,
all right, if someone is indebted and now they are busy praying,
yes,
or offering their prayer, and suddenly there is a knock on the door, and that's the sound of a creditor.
Yes.
All right. So what is the Islamic rule about this? What should they do? What, like, is the debtor supposed to do? Should they, in fact, stop offering the prayer and deal with the creditor, or continue finishing it and then go and deal with the creditor?
The religious authorities have said that since paying the debt is very important, and repaying your loan to the debtor, to the creditor, is very important, of course, the debtor who is busy praying should, if the creditor is in a hurry, and if maybe he is, he's going somewhere and he's knocking at the door, the debtor has to stop praying. He has to repay his loan and mm-hmm. then offer his prayer from the beginning. He has to repeat his prayer.
Uh-huh.
And this suggests how important it is mm-hmm. to repay your loan.
Yes.
In time. And to, of course, not to
postpone it.
Yeah, not to delay it, not to postpone it. And that is very important. For many of us, it is a kind of an instruction. For many people around us, we know that they are very much lazy. They procrastinate. Mm-hmm.
And they are not sensitive about their loans.
Yeah, they are
or
not
payment.
Doing anything to repay their loan, and yes. they are so easy and comfortable,
easy
loan.
Yes.
Not doing anything to repay their loan. Obviously, as I said, if a person is in a hurry and you are praying, stop your prayer, and repay your loan. But if the time is extended and he is not in a hurry, mm-hmm. you should continue praying until you finish. And then you should repay your loan.
I see. Sheikh Javid, quite by mistake or inadvertently, if a person offers one of his prayers, all right, such as, for example, the Isha prayer before Maghrib, or the Asr prayer, the afternoon prayer before the Zuhr or noon prayer.
Yeah.
Are their prayers valid? In that case, by mistake?
Ayatollah Khamenei says, of course, the prayer is valid. Mm-hmm. No? If that happens inadvertently
yes.
or by mistake, you offer the Isha prayer before the Maghrib and Asr prayer before the Dhuhr prayer, so your prayer is valid because you did not do it intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
It happened all by mistake. So your prayer is valid, and it's not necessary to repeat your Asr prayer and Isha prayer.
Even if there is time?
Even if there is time, of course. Even if there is time, if you happen to offer your Asr prayer before mm-hmm. the Dhuhr prayer and your Maghrib prayer before the Isha, your Isha prayer before the Maghrib prayer, then your prayer is valid and it's not necessary to repeat.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. That was the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun La ilaha illahu Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Tawwabun Sami'un Basir لا إله إلا